The Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Around them is a bit in trouble, a bit in distress, talking about our planet, talking about nature, talking about our life support system. I like to report on breaking news on the Green Front and always love especially to talk about positive development. So we're going to start this show by following up with the 350.org people. Of course, we had the founder, Bill McKibben, on a few weeks. You can participate in 10-10-10. That's global action on the environment and climate change in particular, and more than 7,000 events took place in some 188 countries in all 50 states. I think we had activities, countries, states, communities, neighborhoods, lots of people participating. We'll find out how many. We'll find out about some of the more notable activities, and all of that, of course, is up at the 350.org site with pictures to back it up and go along and tell people how they are taking part enough to we'll do it from the bottom up, as they were just talking about at the end of the last program, from the grassroots up. But, of course, it has to meet in the middle, so we need some top-down action as well. We'll be speaking in just a moment with Jamie Henn. He is the co-founder of 350.org, and find out about the success of that event that happened just about 2 days ago around the globe. Then in our second part of the first half of the show, we'll be talking about a new product that's just been unveiled. Very exciting. It could be a game changer, a greener modular trailer. And so that disaster, like at the site of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, where they put up these emergency housing modules that ended up being not so short-term for many families, so they're not so toxic, so they're not going to cause health problems down the road in the wake of emergency of natural or unnatural cause. And then in the second half of the show, I am thrilled to be we were just about to say hello to Jamie Henn, the co-founder of 350.org, and find out about the terrific success of the Global Day of Action, 10-10-10, just a couple of days, almost 200 countries participating. I believe all 50 states in this country took part, so we're going to find out about it from Jamie. Are you with us?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sorry about that technical glitch. That's live internet over-the-phone radio for you. But this is grassroots radio, just like you had grassroots activism. Tell us about what happened on that very important day.
Well, it was an incredible weekend, and we are still actually receiving photos from thousands of events that took place all around the world. The weekend was called the Global Work Party, and the idea was that all across the planet, people would be getting to work on local climate solutions and sending a clear message to our politicians that we're getting to work and we expect them to do the same. So there were over 7,000 events in 188 countries, and it was an incredible showing that the grassroots movement around climate solutions and taking action on climate change is alive and well, and growing by the day.
And I love you have like a ticker tape going across the website with the most educational, the most presidential, and that one you mentioned the story we were covering, which was the very cool president of the Maldives, President Nasheed, installing solar panels on his personal home, the presidential home, and that was done by Sungevity, and we had the founder of Sungevity, Danny Kennedy, on with us talking about how exciting that development was. Of course, the Maldives Islands sinking because of climate change as the seas rise around them, and that, of course, coming the day after. We cover this heavily, of course, because we cover the buildup when Bill McKibben, and I'm sure all of you, were going down to the White House to ask President Obama to show his green stripes and just say yes to solar, and that happened last Tuesday, and then in the wake of that news about President Nasheed doing that. So we got a couple of presidents turning a few shades greener, and none too soon.
That's exactly right. And we're actually seeing even more announcements coming in from around the world. It turns out the governor of Illinois will also be going solar. He made that announcement this weekend, and we're kind of seeing that as a challenge to other governors around the country to see who else will follow in President Obama's lead on this issue. But the political announcements ranged around the world as well. The mayor of Mexico City committed to reducing the emissions from Mexico City, the third largest city in the world, by 10% over the next year, which is a big step forward. But also the president of the parliament in Timor-Leste, former East Timor, committed to taking his country in a green direction as well. So those are, you know, in a large part symbolic gestures. We need much more. But it's also a sign that this growing grassroots movement is really showing that by getting to work on the solutions ourselves, by building momentum at the grassroots, we can begin to really affect policy change as well.
And I don't know if you had any target, but were you pleased with the turnout, with the participation rate? Was it better than you thought? I don't think it was any less than you could have hoped for, because 7,300 some odd events is nothing to sneeze at.
It was amazing. We were,
and not to mention how hard it must be to coordinate something globally.
Well, it does get a little bit chaotic, but that's just the way we like it. You know, last year, 350.org got started by organizing an international day of action in the lead up to the Copenhagen climate talks, and our goal was to spread this 350 number, and 350 stands for the safe upper limit of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. We're now at about 390, and so scientists say we need to take action quickly. And at the time, we organized over 5,200 events in 180 countries, and CNN called it the most widespread day of political action in the planet's history. So we didn't get a similar statement from this year, but considering that we had about 2,000 more events and 8 more countries on board, it was an even bigger success. And just a showing that these new tools like the Internet, but are combined with a real commitment to grassroots organizing, can allow us to do pretty extraordinary things.
And I think prior to a week ago, you know, there has been so much genuine and, you know, valid disappointment globally from what didn't happen in Copenhagen, what didn't happen in D.C., what didn't happen in the Senate in regards to climate change action at a time when it's, you know, it couldn't be more obvious to anyone paying attention that everyone needs to do everything they can. So even though these were symbolic signs, I'm talking about word from the White House that they would have solar panels installed by spring of next year. And then, of course, President Nasheed taking, you know, action himself and proudly holding a conference call to discuss it. These are encouraging signs, but as you said, they are just symbolic. But things have to start happening, I would think, much more quickly, much more widespread for, you know, us to have a chance of slowing the tide. Turning the tide, slowing the damage, and really just treating this like the global crisis it truly is.
Right. And, you know, when we started off this year after the failure in Copenhagen, you know, our team at 350.org was a little bit worried that perhaps there wouldn't be enough grassroots energy out there, that people would be too depressed by the lack of political progress to really get involved. It turned out it was the exact opposite. I think the failure in Copenhagen and the failure at the U.S. Senate to pass meaningful climate legislation has only emboldened people. People know that we can't be sitting around waiting for our politicians to finish up bickering and debating. We really do need to be pushing them to get to work right now. And so I think that this issue is not dead. It's alive and well, and that little signs of momentum are encouraging, but even more encouraging is just the level of participation and energy at the grassroots that is pushing this forward. So we're excited to kind of keep this momentum building as the year continues and really keep pushing this movement to make real political change.
And of course, we use words on radio, but nothing like a picture worth a thousand or more words. There are some gorgeous shots on the website. I'm looking at the one from Omaha, Nebraska, on what looks like a lawn that's gone natural to its natural state, not enough water, so it's kind of a mostly brown, not green lawn, and the number 350 spelled out with humans, and that's, of course, one of the signature pictures from Global Workday. And from around the world, though, there's pictures of smiling people holding up signs, taking part in this work party, and it's got to be encouraging. It's got to be inspiring to actually see this, you know, documented, and obviously that's where the impact comes.
I think that's exactly right, and it is incredibly inspiring, and I think also for people here in the United States, it should be a bit of a challenge. You know, some of our largest events this year were in places that are already feeling the impacts of climate change. Hundreds of events across India, hundreds of events across China, a 7,000-person march in Istanbul, Turkey, and also events in places like Pakistan, which really felt the impacts of climate change with the terrible flooding this year. We had events with photos coming in from Bangladesh, where literally actually this weekend, they were being inundated by floodwaters yet again, and people sent in photos standing up to their knees in water where their village used to be with a banner that says, you really need, you know, we're getting to work, so should you. I think for Americans, that's a real challenge for us to really step up our game and keep this movement going and keep pushing for real progress here. You know, America is the largest historical polluter of climate and has the most capacity to really lead on this issue, and yet we continue to be blocking progress at the international level. And I think a lot of people around the world are really trying to send a signal not only to our government but to the citizens in this country that it's up to us to really take action into our own hands and really push for the type of changes not only on behalf of our country but on behalf of people all around the world.
And that's what President Nasheed of the Maldives said last week in the conference call. It was revealing in that he, in a very sort of fun, nice, respectful way, said, America, get a grip on reality, basically, and why do we in the Maldives Islands, sinking here, have to tell you that scientists should be listened to, science is real, and that there's no place for us to go to. We don't have too many alternatives here. We're out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. We need you to act now. Like, almost shame on you, but he did it in a very polite way.
That's exactly right. And it is heartening to see that I think a movement is growing in the U.S., and there's some really key fights that are happening right now. If people are paying attention in California to the fight against Proposition 23, which is this oil-funded proposition to try and pull back California's global warming laws, that's a big fight, and it needs support. So if people have a chance to check that out online and donate or donate your time to keep pushing back on that, that's going to be an important fight coming up in just a few weeks. So by all means, you know, the Senate was a disappointment this year, but there's big progress happening on the local level and also big challenges happening on the state level as well. So we do need a movement, and I think that it's there and getting bigger and getting a little bit more hardened, hopefully, by the types of demonstrations and mobilizations like the one that happened this weekend.
And just before we close, Jamie, how important do you think in Washington, President Obama's saying that they will install solar panels, did that reach all those folks in the Senate who really dropped the ball on climate change this year? Do you think they took note of that, or was it mostly just the environmental community, you know, clapping and cheering for that?
Well, I think that they took note. I mean, it was a clear sign that this administration wants to get back in the game, and that's what we need from the Obama White House. You know, when Michelle planted her garden on the White House lawn, seed sales went up across the country 30%. So these gestures do mean something. They're not enough. We certainly need more progress, but it's a step in the right direction. And I think that this weekend and the last week had a lot of good news, which is exactly what we need as we face up to the challenges ahead.
Thank you so much for the seeds you're planting there at 350.org and with the 10-10-10 Global Work Party. Great work. Give our best and congratulations.